There will be no formal memorial service for James Scott, the 52-year-old former district attorney for Juneau. He specifically requested that none be held. Instead, he wanted his friends and colleagues to get together and drink some good scotch, not the cheap stuff, and laugh until everybody's cheeks hurt. Scott passed away last Saturday after a four-year struggle with colon cancer. Angie Kemp treasures two parting gifts from her former boss, James Scott. One is a small book titled Proverbs, Epigrams, Aphorisms, Sayings, and Bon Mots that Scott used to mine for little nuggets to sprinkle into his closing arguments and trials. The other is an old frame picture of Abraham Lincoln. As Kemp tells the story, a very young James had saved an expensive magazine with Lincoln's picture printed on the back, but he had mixed feelings when his mom cut out the page and had it framed for him.
And James was so upset with her because it, you know, it destroyed the, I suppose it was worth something, but he was like, thank you, Mom, but, you know, really wish you wouldn't have done that.
Scott admired Winston Churchill as well as Lincoln and was an avid history buff. According to longtime friend and Deputy Attorney General Robert Henderson, Scott always had a witty or interesting story to tell, whether it was about his family, a case, or a colleague, or an event from history.
Mundane, but incredibly funny and powerful. You know, James is one of those guys that in every story he told, there was always a message in it.
Scott started in Illinois as a private attorney and then prosecutor. He arrived in Ketchikan in 1999 to work as an assistant district attorney, later becoming district attorney for Juneau in 2013. And Henderson says Scott took seriously his role as a mentor to other attorneys. Kemp was already an assistant district attorney in the same Juneau office and says Scott was someone she could trust and rely on.
There was occasions when he told me I was wrong, and God bless him. I think that I'm glad that I had someone like him to call me out.
Kemp says Scott demonstrated compassion and professionalism and was respectful to everyone, even opposing counsel.
What he taught me is that you really don't have to be this sort of law and order perceived bully in order to be effective at your job.
Kemp says defendants even asked if he would be a job reference after they turned their life around. Henderson says Scott revered the U.S. Constitution and epitomized the principles of a prosecutor by representing the community or society at large.
He always did what was right, not what was required to win.
For example, one of Scott's cases involved citations issued to a Juneau woman for tripping traps she believed endangered other wildlife and hikers' dogs. Scott said the case fell between a technical violation of the law and whether or not a case should be brought. But Scott also thought the woman's efforts to free a trapped eagle were admirable.
If she finds herself in the same situation, I hope she does the same thing again. However, before she takes it upon herself to trip traps generally, I really encourage her to meet with and talk to the other folks with an interest in this to keep us from having to go to court at all. That's really my goal here.
Scott used his prosecutorial discretion to drop the case. All during his time in Juneau, Scott struggled with colon cancer, diagnosed at the age of 48, 2 years before health agencies recommend adults' first colonoscopy.
So anytime any of us, you know, we'd get a stomach ache, and instantly he would say, you know, make sure you take care of that. If it, go to the doctor, use your coverage, and be diligent about your health. And that was something that, you know, I think it really struck him.
Kemp says Scott was given 6 months to live back in late 2013, but he wanted to secure his wife and daughter's future and live to see his daughter graduate from college. She says he persisted with a positive outlook and unwavering work ethic, and he would regularly work through intense pain or being sick, the effects of multiple abdominal surgeries and chemotherapy. She says his perseverance and courage made all of their own issues and complaints seem petty and trivial. Here's Robert Henderson again.
You wouldn't know it when you talk to him. When you talk to him, the conversation wasn't about him.
Scott quietly retired last June, telling judges and attorneys beforehand that he did not expect to be around in the fall. His former protege, Kemp, was named to take his place as district attorney. She now has his office with the same worn-looking office furniture. It's just arranged differently. But up in the corner is that old picture of Abe, right where he left it. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.